You feel so warm in my arms, precious. My fangs teasing the flesh against your neck. Four of my eight arms hold you tightly against me. Another pair continues to pet you as you relax further. Resting so delicately on top of my much larger form, lazily looking up at me between your lashes. I'm so lucky you're mine, Dove. I love you so much. Yes, I do. I've got you. There's nothing you need to worry about. I'm right here. I'll always be right here, precious. It feels so good to be in my web, doesn't it? The rest of the world simply melts away. It's just the two of us, Dove. Alone in our little world. It's so easy to forget about the rest of the world when it's like this. All of that commotion going on outside, and yet none of it can get to us here. It's just you and me. There doesn't need to be anything else. It's not like I need anyone but you, pet. Letting out a happy hum as you sense my lips against your soft skin. You feel the outline of my fangs prepare your neck in an invitation. Your heartbeat is starting to pick up. You don't mind if I have a taste, do you? It's so easy, Dove, to take some of your blood and replace it with my own venom. Don't even have to hold you still as you lay pliantly for me, letting me take my fill. So delicious, Dove. I don't think you'll need any more venom than that, though. You've always been such a responsive little thing. Probably didn't have to use the venom if I didn't want to. But we both know you always prefer it, don't you? Love how my drider venom makes you feel as it starts to flow through your veins. Your once steady heartbeat starts to increase more erratically. The warming sensation starts to spread throughout your body. I can practically feel your excitement just by looking at you, Dove. It's all right. It's okay, Pat. I've got you. I'll take care of you. Yeah. Just look at you, trying to focus your attention on how nice it feels to have my hand patting you. It's starting to get a bit harder to keep your focus, isn't it? Your own thoughts are becoming slower. The venom continues to work its way through your system. These feelings don't scare you, though. You're familiar with them. You've experienced this time after time with me. You're always so beautiful once the venom starts to work its way through your system. Surrendering yourself to it. It's always the same, isn't it? Starts with a slight prick of my fangs. You then feel the warmth of my venom start to spread throughout your body as you try your best to pay attention. But it just gets harder as the seconds pass. Your brain starts to slow down. It gets harder to think for yourself. So instead, you melt on top of me, relaxing further into my thorax. Unable to tear your eyes off of me, you look at me with a dopey smile on your cute face, waiting for instructions. It's so cute how quickly the venom works on you, Dove. You don't even want to move, do you? So comfortable cuddling on top of me. Feeling my pets as you nuzzle into me. Four of my arms continue to pet you. Another two hold you nice and close, keeping you safe, protected, loved. You're okay, Dove. Yes, you are. I've got you. Your limbs begin to feel heavier as the seconds tick on. This used to alarm you, but not anymore. You look forward to this feeling, don't you? Warming sensation continues to spread throughout your body. You find less reasons to move from your spot on top of me. I mean, you are comfortable being petted like the good pet you are. You're so good for me. I don't even have to cocoon you to get you to listen to me. Already so well behaved. I love you, Dove. Yes, I do. I'm so lucky that you're mine. Can't imagine sharing this with anyone else. Clearly, you're the only one I want. Practically preening with every new compliment. You're so adorable when you get like this. I'm so lucky to call you mine, pet. Every moment that I get to spend with you is a gift. You're the most amazing person to ever call my partner. I don't think I will ever be able to get enough of you. You're so sweet, so caring. You work so hard and try your best every day. You think no one notices, but I do. I'm always watching you, falling just a little bit more in love with you with every day that passes. You're my world, Dove. The only person I would willingly inject my venom into like this. I can see your eyes are starting to cloud over as you struggle to process what I say. No longer just the warmth of the venom as you feel yourself becoming more relaxed. You find yourself brimming with anticipation. Trying your best to focus on my words It's getting harder to keep concentration. Your brain isn't working how it normally does. Processing information a bit slower. It's all right, Pat. You have me. I'll take care of you. Yes, I will. You don't have to worry about anything. Not when I'm here. You just need a little help from me. That's all right. Oh, yes it is. You feel so warm, trying to get away from the sensation by squirming. Your veins feel so full as the venom continues to pump through them. It's almost a pleasant distraction from my hands continuing to pet you. Goosebumps appear against your skin as you let the rest of the world melt around you. It's just you and me, Dove. Yes, it is. It's all right. You don't have anything else you need to worry about. I'll do the thinking for you. Let me take care of you. Yeah, it's better like this. You're too far gone to the aphrodisiacs, aren't you? Oh, how cute. Whether you know it or not, you deserve it, Pat. There's nothing wrong with being worshipped. It's what you were made for, Dove.